From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. A U.S. federal appeals court is due to hear oral arguments Tuesday in the legal battle over President Trump's executive order suspending the country's refugee admissions program and banning entry to the country from people from seven Muslim-majority nations. Although more than a dozen states submitted court filings against the ban, along with nearly 100 companies, White House spokesman Sean Spicer says the travel ban will withstand the legal challenges.
What we're discussing right now has nothing to do with the merits of the order. The law is very clear on this. The president has huge discretion to protect the safety of the American people and our nation's institutions with respect to who can come into this country. This is just purely on the injunction that the judge issued.
A brief filed by the Justice Department calls a federal judge's order suspending the ban an error and vastly overbroad. A number of companies have submitted court filings supporting the ban. Afghan officials say a suicide bomb attack near the Supreme Court building in the capital, Kabul, has killed at least 20 people and wounded dozens more. Most of the victims are said to be court employees. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. We'll keep you abreast as the story continues to unfold. Rights group Amnesty International says the Syrian government has executed thousands of prisoners and buried their bodies in mass graves in what amounts to war crimes and crimes against humanity. Amnesty said the majority of victims were civilians believed to oppose President Bashar al-Assad's government. The Syrian government has denied previous reports of massacres documented by international rights groups. Syria's foreign ministry did not respond to a VOA request for comment. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.